The Steelers are starting Devlin Hodges at quarterback against the Browns on Sunday. Chargers' Derwin James is returning from injured reserve. The NFL told the Cowboys that the tripping calls were wrong, and Cam Newton said, quote, "Charlotte is home." From Sports Illustrated, I'm Bette Marston, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Tuesday, November 26th. Today, Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin announced that Devlin Hodges will be starting at quarterback on Sunday in a key divisional matchup against the 5-6 Browns. Quarterback Mason Rudolph had been starting under center for Pittsburgh since Ben Roethlisberger suffered a season-ending elbow injury. Hodges replaced Rudolph at halftime of last week's game against the Bengals when the Steelers were trailing 7-3, and Rudolph had started 8 of 16 for 85 yards and an interception. In relief, Hodges went 5 of 11 for 118 yards and a touchdown, all without the services of wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster, running back James Conner, and center Marquise Pouncey. When the Steelers played the Browns 2 weeks ago, Rudolph threw 4 interceptions, and he ended the game in a fight with Browns defensive end Myles Garrett. Tomlin said that Rudolph's fight with Garrett did not factor into the benching. When asked why he made the decision to start Hodges, Tomlin said, quote, "He has not killed us. Rudolph hasn't protected the ball very recently like he did at the early portions of his participation, and I got a lot of patience for young guys, but one thing that we need to take care of is the ball. Those are one of the reasons we gave Devlin an opportunity in Cincy." Chargers head coach Anthony Lynn announced Monday that star safety Derwin James has been designated to return from injured reserve. James has been out since August after undergoing surgery to repair a stress fracture in his foot. James started all 16 games of his rookie season last year, and he had 3 picks, 105 combined tackles, and 3.5 sacks that season. Fellow safety Adrian Phillips is also expected back in the coming weeks, which should boost a Chargers secondary that is tied for the 4th fewest passing yards allowed per game. Los Angeles sits at 4-7 on the season right now, and while the team has not been mathematically eliminated, a playoff run is a long shot. The team plays their divisional rival Broncos on Sunday. Head coach Anthony Lynn on James's return. Quote, "He looks good. He looks good in uniform. It's good seeing him back on the field. Just his spirit and leadership that he brings to this football team." The league office informed the Dallas Cowboys the 2 tripping penalties called against them in Sunday's 13-9 loss to the Patriots should not have been called. One call on center Travis Frederick negated a 3rd down conversion late in the 4th quarter, and the other tripping call set up a 2nd and 23 on a possession that ended 2 plays later with a blocked punt. Head coach Jason Garrett had no comment on the matter, and owner/GM Jerry Jones was similarly quiet after Sunday's pointed comments about the coaching and the loss. On Sunday, Jones was critical of Garrett and the coaching staff following the loss, saying he expected Garrett to be outcoached by Bill Belichick and expressed disappointment with the numerous special team blunders. Garrett on Jones's comments, quote, "We've just got to focus on coaching as well as we can and playing as well as we can. There certainly were some things in the game that we have to get better at, and we're going to work on that as a staff and as a football team. But again, our eyes are forward and on Buffalo." Though he did not take questions at his annual Thanksgiving Jam charity event, Panthers quarterback Cam Newton expressed a desire to stay in Charlotte beyond the 2020 season. Newton said, quote, "Charlotte is home. Charlotte is a place I know people know me. They're not just assuming. They know how I am. They know my energy. They know what I like and what I don't like. For me to have that type of presence, it just reminds me that it's right. We're looking forward to countless more years in Charlotte to impact the community in ways outside of the game of football." Newton has been sidelined with a Lisfranc injury in his left foot since week 2, and he was placed on season-ending injured reserve. Newton's current contract with the Panthers expires at the end of 2020, but the team can save $19.1 million in cap space by cutting or trading him before next season. That's the MMQB News for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.